is a box, a musical box, wound up and ready to play. But this box can hide a secret inside. Can you guess what is in it today?
This is Podrophenia with Piley and Mondo.
Yeah. Hello, good evening, and welcome to this month's Podrophenia. Tonight's theme is ego, which is something I should know a load about because I'm absolutely bloody fantastic, me. And here's a couple of narcissistic celebs who are self-absorbed in bringing you the very best in tunes, waffle and musings. It's Mondo and Piley.
Oh, there we go. We're live. I thought it was a wall.
Hello, good evening.
Oh, he's back again. You're not getting repeat fees, Hubs.
I can't hear me, but hopefully you can hear
someone. No, you
can
hear me. I can hear you standing there. But
can you hear me?
Oh, that's all fine.
I can't hear nothing.
But I thought we were still warming up. I was practicing my scales and whatnot.
Yeah. No, it's the paint's still wet on that one, isn't it?
It's a little bit, isn't it?
If I had that one over with like seconds to spare, God bless him.
There we go. Oh, you're just beaming in there.
Oh, there we are.
Fantastic. That's good work by Stephen Hastings. You must give a tip of the podrophonic hat and a huge salute and back slaps and sloppy smackers all round to Stephen Hastings and for Captain Al over there pulling it all together for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing, isn't it? It's like being backstage at a gig. I imagine it's what it was like at the Brits earlier in the week.
Yeah, yes. You're in for a treat. Sound quality on this.
Sound quality is amazing,
isn't it? Isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. Is our first live session at Podrophenia this year since the last live session.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And it's the first one in the new building.
Yes.
So that is fantastic stuff, isn't it? Giving it all the test run. Yeah. But the sound is amazing. It is we're in the safe ears.
Who we got in, or was it a surprise? Who's in?
Well, it's the old South End Supergroup with. I don't think we've had this lineup since we did our Bowie one. Way back in nearly 10 years ago.
God, yeah.
And they weren't live either. But it's Andy J. Gallagher doing a few tracks from his album Ego.
Brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah, fantastic. So, looking forward
good
to
stuff,
that.
Isn't it? What was your tracks you opened up with there, Piley?
Oh, I had the Ramones, Psychomania.
That's one of their prog tracks, that version. It's like 3 minutes?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because the theme's ego, isn't it?
The theme is ego, yeah. I'm going on the sort of music for mentalists theme, so anything to do with psychology and all that sort of stuff, really.
I did think right at the last minute as I was coming out the door, I thought, well, actually, you could go for alter egos, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah,
like
you could
Ziggy
do.
Stardust or
Thin White Duke.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
That's a good shout.
So
I'm on that now. Next one.
Yeah.
So,
do you remember David J. Hanson from
the New York Dolls?
New York Dolls. He had that.
No, he wasn't one. Well, Only Fools and Horses. Not related, are they?
Yeah, that's what was that alter ego he had?
Buster Poindexter.
That's
right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the old.
That's sort of like a lounge singer.
That's right, yeah, exactly.
He was sort of doing old sort of croony covers and things.
He was, that's right, Top Hat and Towers and all that.
But he actually released albums as
Buster Poindexter, did a few of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never taken my interest in New York Dolls that far, to be honest. Perhaps I should do. Have you dipped in?
Not really, no.
No.
But, you know, maybe next show.
Next show, there we go. Alter egos, we'll do the flip side. So we've got a couple of tunes, and then we've had our couple of tunes. That was Naz, I must say, my last one, Through My Eyes. The Move to a great cover. I think a brilliant version. Bit more phase on that track, it'd be perfect. So, exactly. But we're going to go straight to the live session now, aren't we?
Oh, right, okay.
We're not hanging around.
Brilliant. So this is going to be, because we are, performing in the studio just behind our behind our backside.
Best seat in the house.
Over to Andy and the band. I take it away.
She picks his mates, but they're not smashing. Carly Kay, she's had a day. Now she's out of fashion. Going down, 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 down. She's going down. They told me you were in a group, but oh well, I'll be damned. I've never really heard of them, but you must know my band, because we are. Bought a biker jacket to portrayed as the nicest. I can't see no holiday, just a midlife crisis. Coming down, 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 down. It's coming down. They told me you were in a group, but oh well, I'll be down. I've never really heard of them, but you must know my band, because we are. singing down the line. Something's wrong, the song's too long, I'm singing it out of time. Coming down. You told me you were in a group, but oh well, I'll be damned. I've never really heard of them, but you must know my band, because we are.
Look at that, Andy J. Gallagher and band. We'll get the lineup rundown in a minute when he's in the room with us. He's just draped a towel around his neck, Elvis style. There we go.
Here we go.
In the room, look at this. Two of the band there with us. Are you going to give us the rundown of the band, Andy?
What, for the album?
Yeah, and live.
It was just all me, the album, really. I don't think anybody else was even there, were they?
It was you just now. It was like a one-man band.
Yeah, I had the bass on my back and the cymbals between my knees. Now, the band is, as always, Lee on drums.
Yeah.
Roman producing, occasional guitar.
And I did see a squeeze box, if that's it.
He played the squeeze box there, but not on the album. There's no squeeze box on
was
the
that
album.
Band?
It was band, yeah. Two Mumford and Sons, sort of. But then we had Liam Adams on bass. Woody, yeah. You know, famous as Little Mix's guitarist, he's on lead guitar. And, Paul Shepley playing a bit of keyboards, and Sim
Salamander,
playing sax.
That is fantastic. Paul Shepley on keys.
Paul Shepley's on keys.
For the Damned, Billy Ricky boy.
Yes, indeed. He lives in Basildon. He works at a tractor plant.
Does he really?
He does. Yeah.
I love that band. They're really good.
Well, the tractor plant.
Yeah, I like their Peel Sessions best, to be honest.
Indeed,
yeah. The early work.
That probably was the name of a Peel band, wasn't it? The tractor.
Plant. I've got my name for when I get a band going. Next one, Secondary Modern. That's what I call my next band.
Hey.
Fits all. One size fits all, doesn't it? So give us.
It's a bit too Dave Hill for my liking, that name. I've got to say.
Yeah, that is true. You could end up on Operation U-Tree if you're not careful.
So knocking the door early in the morning.
Yeah, I've been hanging around Secondary Modern. Big fan of Secondary Modern. Perhaps I'll scrap that. Get the red pen out. Indeed. So give it. Go on. That was Because We Are.
That was Because We Are. Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic track. Belted along there.
They're all quite short, as you know, of my songs. I don't tend to hang about. Although tonight we are playing. Probably the longest song I ever wrote at one point, which is, I think, nearly comes out about 3 minutes, isn't it?
Blimey.
How long will you do it in tonight?
Bit of an epic, that one, eh?
Can you do it in two tonight?
2 minutes?
It's really down to the drummer. How quickly we play these things.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know Lee's been playing with me since, if you pardon the expression, since back to Secondary Modern again. So we put up with him. But I do have to say that probably his biggest contribution to the album would have been his bongos, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Oh, that were wiped off.
Lovely pair of bongos.
No, the drum fills are fantastic. When I'm playing at the car, those drum fills make my head spin around while I'm driving.
Thank
fantastic.
You.
Top work, mate.
Well,
really
the
good
Exorcist
stuff.
Girl.
Yeah, it's not nice. Great when you're driving down, doing 70 down the A13. So.
When your head starts spinning.
So fantastic stuff. So where is it available, first off, for anyone who wants to get hold of a copy?
Hot Work?
Yes.
Hot Work Records.
With an E.
Hot Work Records, yes, with an E. They've got it.
The safe hands of Tony Pontius.
Yes, Tony's a very, very good, as you know yourself.
Yeah,
he's
a
very good guy, and he helps out an awful lot of...
Well, label mates.
...lost causes like us, though.
That's right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've got a lot of time for Tony.
Oh, he's a top bloke. Yeah, exactly.
You have to have a lot of time for Tony, because it takes him so long to spit a sentence out, doesn't it?
This is your second album.
It is my second album, yeah.
Little gap since the first one.
There was a little bit of a gap, but, I mean, I was loath to release it while it still kept getting your personal album of the year in every year. Then as soon as it didn't, I thought I might as well put it out there.
I was going to say that. I had some sort of early versions.
You did, 2015-16, I think.
It was my album of the year. 2 years on the run, it hadn't come out.
Yeah, it was the album of the year, right until that Buried on that Black Star thing.
Yes. Yeah, he killed it for you, didn't he?
He did, certainly. I mean, I've still argued that mine's better, but, you know.
And Dave.
No, go on.
That
was a joke, by the way.
I've been playing the album quite a bit the last few days, and I know these tracks so well, and I kind of forget. I sort of think that everyone knows these tracks. Mm. These are like monster sort of tunes that everyone knows, and there's such great tracks on there.
Oh,
real sort of. There's a touch of Bowie,
definitely
touch of
Bowie,
Lou Reed. There's
When we played down the Lee Folk Festival one time, and Dave was watching us, and when we finished, I think the song Unconscious Cop. He came up to himself and said, cracking version of Suffragette City.
That's right, yeah, that's yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, I can see with that, innit?
Yeah, but that was down to the arranger, though. That's not
Bowie probably brought it off someone else anyway. Oh, right, he just passed it along.
Yeah. So it wasn't a unique idea, was it?
I'm waiting for the deluxe edition to come out, because I'm sure there's one track missing that would be enhanced by this album. Jump Up, Davey.
Yes.
I'm sure you forgot the recording.
Didn't make the cut.
Woody was on that.
Yeah.
Woody done the Johnny Thunders guitar solo.
There we go. We'll save it for the super deluxe edition when it comes out.
Who was that about? Can you remember?
Some old bloke.
Dave Woodcock.
Yeah,
no, it was me and Dave Woodcock wrote about another Dave.
Some old chancer.
Dave Dulake.
Yeah, maybe. That's right. Yeah, there's a lot around. Take your pick. There's plenty of us around, isn't there? It's fantastic.
DJ, is it subtitle?
Brilliant stuff. So you're gonna do. We've trunked you all the way in here, and now you're gonna do two more for us, aren't you? As well, not in the hit. Or on the bounce?
No, because we've got to change instruments.
We'll come back.
We're going to mix it up a bit. It's a bit like Earth, Wind & Fire out there.
It's my old grey whistle twist, like, isn't it? Are you going to be staying on one leg playing the flute? Like?
Well, I'm actually playing the Tibetan anus flute on this next track, so... So the vocals might be a bit strange.
You can't double dip and go straight into your mouth and start doing that with it afterwards, can you?
I don't then play the flute. That's Roman's job.
Does it take your temperature at the same time as well?
Yeah. And my COVID test, so it's a multifunctional.
A whole new meaning to lateral flow with that up there. Does that work?
So you're going to give us another tune then?
Yeah, we'll give you Sheena's Big Night Out.
Lovely. That was a single.
Yeah. That was a single, yeah, yeah, many, many moons ago. Yeah.
Exactly. Here we go. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the live version.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome tonight's special guest. Along with a Southend supergroup pulled together especially for tonight's show, it's Andy J. Gallagher.
To be with him, to make himself complete and whole. And Sheena started thinking there's more than I can exist in. That afternoon in with Joe, whoa, whoa, whoa. Sheena's looking by far her best for a year or so. Joe's heart's beating near through his chest, and the clock they go so slow. While Sheena's fooling around in the middle of the night, she don't feel any frightened at home. Sitting alone, and he hopes she'll be dancing the night alone. Hello, Sheena. Hello, Sheena. Joe got to thinking Sheena didn't want to be with him, and he'd end up on his own. Hoping that she would meet anyone except for Joe. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sheena's looking by far her best for a year or so. Joe's heart's beating near through his chest, and the clock seems to go so slow. While Sheena's fooling around in the middle of the night, she don't feel any frightened at all. Joe's sitting alone, and he hopes she'll be dancing the night alone.
You know, man, when I was a young man in high school, you believe it or not, I wanted to play football for the coach. And all those older guys, they said that he was mean and cruel, but you know, I want to play football for the coach. said I was a little too lightweight to play linebacker, so I'm playing right end. Won't play football for the coach. But you know someday, man, you gotta stand up straight unless you're gonna fall. Then you're going to die. And the straightest dude I ever knew was standing right by me all the time. So I had to play football for the coach. Man, I want to play football for the coach. When you're all alone and lonely in your midnight hour, and you find that your soul has been up for sale, and you begin to think about all the things that you've done, and you begin to hate just about everything. But remember the princess who lived on the hill. Who loved you, even though she knew you was wrong. And right now she just might come shining through. They're talking behind your back saying, man, you're never gonna be no human being. Then you start thinking again about all those things that you've done. And who it was, and what it was, and all the different things you made, every different scene. That the city is a funny place. Something like a circus or a zoo. And just remember, different people have peculiar tastes. The glory of love. The glory of love might see you through. Yeah, but now, glory of love. The glory of love. The glory of love might see all through. Glory of love, the glory of love.
was the title on that one, Party? I think I missed it. Was there a scratch on the record? Was it stuck?
When did we start playing that?
Glory of Love? About 1892?
It's been longer than
it's been going on through COVID, that track. So,
the lads have gone home.
Sold their instruments.
So that was,
don't tell me, let me guess. Glory of Love?
By Dire Straits, yeah.
By Peter Cetera. No, was it called The Glory of Love?
No.
Oh.
It's Coney Island Baby.
Coney Island Baby.
And I played it because Andy's track is Coney Island Ray.
Do you know, we had a question about that.
And it was influenced by that song.
Oh, was it?
Sorry, yes, I'll get the other mics. It was influenced by that because one of the many, many working titles that Ego had was Coney Island Maybe.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Good one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That good work.
Got dropped. So was, the original title was going to be I'll Take Care of Ringo. Can you tell what film that's from?
I'll Take Care of Ringo.
Is it Hard Day's Night?
Gunfight at the OK Corral.
Never.
A Mexican fella run up the hill and guy goes, I'll take care of Ringo.
Well, I never.
There you go, eh?
I've got, which I will play in a, do you want to hear it in a minute? Have we got time to do it?
Whatever you like.
Just on the Bowie thing, I know your fans. Did you know Rod Stewart pops up on a Bowie track?
I've heard that the other day, actually.
Yeah, you might have seen it on Twitter, same as me.
I'm not on Twitter anymore. I don't have any social media friends.
That's probably not a good. That's probably not a bad idea, to be honest.
It's bad for fan abusive language. No, that's stunning.
Yeah. If we've got Stephen, are you able to load up Diamond Dogs? It's a bit tricky.
It is Diamond Dogs.
It's Diamond Dogs. Yeah. 10 seconds in, you hear Rod Stewart shout, "Yeah!"
And it's legit, is it? It's not someone just sort of like Twitter rubbish.
No. It's when when they borrowed the audience noise for the opening of Diamond Dogs.
Oh right.
They borrowed the noise from the Faces.
Oh.
And so as all the clapping and cheering goes on, if you listen carefully, 10 seconds in, you hear Bowie go, yeah. Oh, sorry, you hear Rod.
Did you get a royalty for that?
I don't listen to the credits. Can we hear?
Co-writer.
Hey.
Back in Vox.
We there? Let us have a go.
Was that in the last Great American songbook as well?
I'm sure you've got all those. Sing them in the car.
See, I'm getting confused with Luridia. It's the last Great American Whale, isn't it?
Here we go. There we go. Did you get it?
One more time.
This ain't nothing. 10 seconds on the button. This is genocide. Come on, guys. There you go.
Sounds like someone playing guitar as well.
It wasn't Bowie playing guitar, was it? That's what the credit says. Well, his credits are even less accurate than mine.
So, how did we end up with Ego then, as the title?
Well, one of the songs is called Ego.
Yeah.
So it's just laziness, really. So.
Originally,
Ego was kind of, when I first demoed it, because obviously the first bit's in 3/4 and the outro is in 4/4.
Blimey, it's prog.
This sort of weird guitar thing going on to kind of like segue the two parts. Mm-hmm. When I played that to everybody, they said, that's crap.
Who's everybody?
Well, Roman.
You're going to say yes.
So the next idea was then to start the album with the 3/4 Ego and end it with the 4/4 Ego.
Right.
But then during rehearsal, you came up with a new way of segueing them, didn't you? Which was just basically is one note played in the style of the Ramones for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And okay.
So it became one song again. So
oh, there we go.
Got
so
it.
So it was going to be called Ego when it was two songs. And by that time, there's so many
different Ego and Alter Egos.
Exactly that. Exactly.
Yeah.
There we go. I've got sleeve notes for me, Dave.
There's some great sort of stories behind some of your tunes, isn't there? What's the one with the mass murderer or whatever in...
That was a few.
In America.
There's three about...
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah.
Brooklyn Mike.
Brooklyn Mike's one. He's a... he wasn't actually a serial killer. He's a guy that I met and I kind of invented...
You embellished him. Somewhat. He became a serial killer.
Another guy, Coney Island Ray, or Wilson. Look, well, these are real people.
Canvey Island Roy.
You mean Radio Boy, didn't they? You survived on Canberra Radio Boy, is here, didn't they?
There's a song about him.
Is there?
Yeah, by the Vickers.
Oh, is there?
Andy Stevens, I was in Bluesbury with. Andy was in the Vickers and he went on to be in Bluesbury. It's a track called Radio Roy. Alison Moyet sings it.
Is she?
Yeah, it's on YouTube. Check it out, Radio Roy.
But yeah.
So, now you know. Yeah.
I've lost my thread now, where was
I? No, go on, you're talking about the Blake.
So, yeah, Coney Island Ray, he was a wannabe Hell's Angel. Me and some of the guys, when we were playing the CMJ festival, we went to this bar in Coney Island, and basically stumbled into Hell's Angels, like all the different chapters were having their annual meeting. And the only guy in there, apart from us, that wasn't a Hell's Angel was this guy, Ray. And he was like, sort of like telling us how big and tough he was. Right up until the moment all the Hell's Angels came in. And they came in person after that. But all the stories that he told me are basically in that song. So he kind of wrote that song rather than me.
Yeah.
And the third serial killer is Jesus in Jesus Went Down to Texas, which you might read as Jesus Went Down to Texas, which is completely made up because I heard the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia, so I thought Jesus Went Down to Texas. So.
Oh, okay.
And what about Room 304? What happened in there?
Room 304? That's when someone's girlfriend cheated on him and he listened to her having sex through the wall. So, I do think that's, but I didn't, I think Leonard Cohen and Phil Spector done a similar song, a similarly themed song on Death of the Ladies Man, didn't they? I think theirs was called Don't Go Home With Your Hard On. It's probably a little less subtle than mine.
Don't Go Home With Your Hat On, I think it was, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was Hard On. It's quite, I guess it's got like this trumpet marching band, really happy marching band.
With your heart on your sleeve.
Then Leonard Cohen singing songs about erections. So. Obviously, Phil Spector's the name we can't mention anymore.
Of course.
But, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. There's quite a long list of them these days.
Yeah, that's right.
There are quite, yeah. In fact, we can't talk about anyone, can we? Only Francis Rossi.
The question I do want to know, Andy.
What about me or Francis Rossi?
About your album cover. I'm very keen to know. Did you ever try Cozy's famous homemade soups?
No. When I was in Cozy's Diner, which is just on Broadway again, when we were there doing the CMJ. I mentioned I played the CMJ. When I say played, I mean headline.
What is the CMJ?
The CMJ, the Country Music Jamboree. Sorry, the College Music Jamboree.
I'm just asking for people who might not know.
In America, yeah, the second biggest festival in America.
It's the pinnacle out there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Only, you should know that. Only it's, the thing is, I mean, like, it's about 150,000 people go to see it,
right,
but it is over about 200 different venues. So, so they're not all watching me.
Bit of a campus.
But most of them probably.
Like, at least 12 of them watching me. Yeah,
oh, God.
But no, when we were in Cozy's Diner, we used to go because they had these Romanian steaks, which were to die for, but they were really, really good steaks.
That's like another Peel band, the Romanian Steaks.
why are you desperate to form a band with me, Dave, with a really crap name?
Great name for a song.
Yeah. What, Romanian Steaks?
Yeah, exactly.
I think about Dracula, wouldn't it? Oh, it could be about vampires, then, couldn't it?
Yeah. See, yeah. There's all sorts going on
also,
there.
Also, can I give you a bit of exclusive information that you might want to expand on?
Mm.
Your show, of course, but I know somebody standing not a million miles away from me at the moment who's about to launch a little bit of a comeback. Over to you.
Come on, Roman. Oh, yeah, let's have a bit of news. What are you doing?
I've never been away.
Go on, what's the news, Roman? What's going on?
Well, during lockdown, I acquired some of my equipment and set it all up in my spare room, and I'm recording an album.
Are you really?
Well, I'm recording two albums.
Oh, is it going to be a double album or is it two separate albums?
Two separate albums. First one is called Pinups.
Oh, right. I'm going to be talking about this.
We spoke about it quite a while ago. I was wanted to do it. And basically, it's an album of covers, but it's not done by me. It's basically done in the style of somebody else. Right. So I've at the moment, I've got Scott Walker doing a Velvet Underground song.
Oh, wow.
I've got the Ramones doing a Hank Mazzella song.
Oh, brilliant.
Guess which one. Yeah. Obviously. I've got Lou Reed doing a Warren Zevon song. And what's the other one? Primal Scream doing a Status Quo song.
Oh, yes. No. That is a fantastic idea. That's going to fly, isn't it?
We were talking about something quite similar a few months ago, weren't we? Do you remember the... we were saying how, love going to see all the Elvis tribute acts. And these artists, they always sell CDs at the merch, and what are they? It's them doing Elvis songs. It's I've got Elvis. I don't need to buy a CD of someone pretending to be Elvis. What they should be doing is doing current songs sung by Elvis.
Exactly.
We were talking about Dave Woodcock, weren't we? Doing a Chaz and Dave version of Velvet Underground.
Oh, the London Underground.
That's right.
Chaz and Dave version. That's right. He did a version of it. I'm Waiting for the Man. Blah 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 blah. That sort of thing, didn't he? Yeah,
that's a great idea. That.
I did come up with another one as well, but I can't think what it was after that. A follow-up on it, but we'll come back to that. But that's a brilliant idea. Are you going to get Bowie in there as well?
It'd be nice to, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
But it's got to be the right, Bowie doing Moldy Old Dough or something, you know what I mean?
Who's doing the vocals?
Who's doing the vocals on it?
There is. Moldy old dough. You got, you know, Anthony Newley, kind of, is it Anthony Newley era?
You got the gig,
Roman.
You got the gig.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know.
So, who's doing the vocals on all of this?
I am.
Is it us? Oh, you're doing impersonations?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, well.
The music.
The music
is the most important thing, but I mean, it kind of makes you sing in the style when you've got the music doing that kind of style. I mean, I go, you know, the Scott Walker is, it's Pale Blue Eyes he's doing.
Oh, wow.
And you've got all these sweeping strings and stuff on it. And, which is, you know, these free computer programs.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't
of
it?
Studios and samples. I mean, it's possible, you know. It's a bit of a laugh in it, you know.
Exactly.
A bit of a laugh.
So this will be the first album after what, Papa Loco?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh my God. That was a great album as well.
It was a great album.
Yeah. Belter. So that's Pinoops is the covers album, but covers done in the style.
And then the second one is going to be the follow up to Papa Loco.
Oh, look at this. Yeah. What are we looking at date wise on it? When are you sort of looking at getting it out there?
Hopefully by the end of the year, both of them.
Really?
Yeah. Pinoops definitely by the end of the year. To coincide with a certain band's reunion concert.
Brilliant.
You know, the original lineup, the Damned playing, you know. So I might just have to coincide, you know, in October.
Yeah, of course, exactly.
It's been postponed twice because of COVID. But if it goes ahead, I'll be very surprised anyway, because, you know, it won't be COVID that kills them, it'll be each other.
So, you know. So when a Damned playing, you'll be outside selling your CDs.
Either me or you.
You've only got two albums, sell one each. Do that, can't you?
Yeah, we can, you know, set up a store, can't we?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a little merch store outside.
Are you involved?
Are you going to be in the band for this?
It's not a band, it's just him.
I've said to him I'd like him to play one track.
Oh.
So I'm trying to find the worst guitarist in the world to do a cover of.
Get one Moldy Old Dough.
You don't got any mirrors in your house.
Excellent.
This is great because you can take it on tour, can't you? You can do one of those things where every night you're one's the main act and one's the support.
Brotherhood of Man and
flip
and
it.
The New Seekers.
Got the merch.
It was the same guy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And he's also done Love Grows.
That's The Fortunes, Storm the Teacup and Chicory Tip.
He was on top, I was like 4 times.
Yeah, he did 3, that's right, yeah, yeah.
That was the first, Chicory Tip, the son of my father, was the first synthesizer hit in this country.
Was that George Jones Roder on that as well, wasn't it? Doing that?
I've got no idea.
Yeah.
But it was the first.
Pretty sure went downhill, didn't it?
exactly. We can all play it, wouldn't it?
That just can't get enough of the only two songs everyone can play on the
keyboard. Yeah, smoke on the water on guitar. We'll do that, yeah. That's fantastic stuff. We're too busy nattering on here.
I know, we better crack on with some tunes. So we're going to play a tune and you guys are going to get ready for the last track. What are you going to play? What's the last one?
Coney Island Way.
Oh, beautiful. It's almost like we might have known, isn't it?
Hey.
There you go.
Production, isn't it?
Cheers, chaps.
Cool.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.
That's amazing, isn't it? Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Do love an exclusive.
Yeah. I'm well up for that.
Yeah. Oh, I love
if we can get him in.
I love a covers album. Now that would be a treat, wouldn't it?
Get him in, do a few.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There you go, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. No one ever receives a call. She left town, so they say, but last seen she Coney Island Ray. Yeah, she with Coney Island. We'll be right back. intentions terrify me.
I'm hot, and when I'm not, I'm cold as ice.
We'll carry that on later.
So,
are we back in?
Yes, it flipped for the very first time. I was saying about that, about the cover of Like a Virgin. So,
did you say Mark Harmon did a cover of Like a Virgin?
Did he?
And he mixed it with Mission Impossible.
Did he?
Yeah.
A mashup. I'll have to read that. I would say for anyone who's a fan.
Was that not a bit ironic, Mark Harmon there? Like a Virgin, Mission Impossible. If those schoolboy rumours that we all had were true.
Word of warning, do Swerve Lord of the New Church cover of the actual artwork of Like a Virgin.
It.
Do you remember
it? Yeah.
It's Steve Bater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing the splits.
Probably Pleasant.
Yes, yeah, I remember that.
With
his
lacy tights on. And
Sonic Youth done a Madonna cover as well, wasn't it? Called Ciccone.
Touched by the Hand of Ciccone or something like that, wasn't it? Something like that, yeah. Wouldn't there? I'm back to secondary modern again.
We are. Draw a line. Indeed, we are.
We'll be getting the blue
lights.
We'll
stick with a tractor plant, Dave. It's far safer.
We'll climb out the window quickly. Get the window open. So we've got the rest of the band. We've the full band.
We've got the full band. Well, yeah. The people who are credited with playing rather than those that
might have played. Is this on the album as well as live tour?
No, this is on the album. Yeah, this is the band, basically.
So go on, Andy. Who we got?
We've got Liam Adams to my left, who played the bass guitar.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wrote the bass lines, but he played them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is a democracy.
Indeed, of course. And obviously, Woody, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Who's Little Mix's guitarist, more famously, and is also the masked singer.
Yeah.
I think you said don't mention that. Andy.
So
I
just basically just copied his guitar parts.
Indeed. To be fair, you did try hard to copy my guitar parts.
When
he
goes out,
timing is strange. Isn't
it? When he goes out, we'll edit that bit out. Don't worry.
As we were saying, do you remember that song that we demoed around Greg's years ago, "Jump Up, Davey"?
Yeah.
Exactly. What, Greg's the Baker's?
Was that Greg Brown?
Yeah, the old studio, The Rock.
No.
Well, he did come to.
I came to the session. I sat in on it.
Yeah, your man's studio, didn't he? Came
that's
down
right.
One
yeah.
Sunday.
Did
you?
Yeah, I came in.
Yeah.
Don't remember you being there.
Oh, well. That's how I like to do it that way. Just be a little discreet wallflower. That's me all over it.
Yeah. You can't go that impression, aren't you, baby?
It's recycled, upscaling, I believe. It's some old tramp's old carpet when he's not.
Indeed.
Wraps up in the winter. So when talking to the live stuff, I mean, how can you? Are you even to factor that in yet? Are you even thinking about dates and doings?
No, not at all. I think between the five of us, we've got very little interest in that. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, well, time, isn't it? It's just the thing. I'm always flat out doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, of course.
I'm being the father to teenage girls and. In a normal way, Dave, not in your sort of way.
No, well, not making any more, you don't mean, are you?
No, I won't make any more. Right. No. So I remember doing that. But also, obviously, you know, none of us are getting any younger, are we, to be fair?
No, that is true. No, exactly.
It's more of a young man's game, I think.
Gigging.
Personally.
Maybe
Liam's young enough to get out there and get among them.
Yeah, there you go. You managed three songs tonight. It's good work.
Yes,
you know. That's us. They're all smooth. We'll go for a lie down in a dark room. A dry biscuit and a glass of water.
Well, I was checking the rider earlier.
Lucozade,
you know, cling film wrap. Not cling film wrap.
When you turn up to the
Werther's Originals.
When you turn to any sort of playing any sort of music, you've got a bottle of water with you tonight. You know your day's done, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for you anymore.
That's what I like about looking back at an old footage. Is when you watch, you look like Queen when Freddie Mercury sits down to do like what is it? What's the one that George Michael did? The really big vocal track.
Somebody to love.
And the top, or even Live Aid, the top of the piano covered in old plastic cups of beer.
Yeah.
Whereas now
it'll
be beer bottles, wouldn't it? And that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, but it was all like beer cans and whatnot back then. So there we go. So no live plans, though. That's not even happening.
No, not even enough.
Like a special, like a folk festival or something like that. Maybe.
If we get asked, possibly. Oh, but okay. You know, I'm not one to ask for.
And then, of course, you've got the big tour with Roman at the end of the year with the double header.
I think Roman could probably get himself a better guitar. In fact, there's a better guitarist than me standing next to me when you play with Roman, isn't there? So,
brilliant.
So some people say.
So, go on, Andy, give us your details again, then. What were the album details? What have we got? It's Ego.
It's called Ego. You can get it on Hotworks. You can listen to it on Spotify.
Yep.
The first album, I think, is coming out on vinyl this year.
Is it?
Helicopter, Dolphin, Submarine.
Blimey.
Which would be worth having. So
yeah.
I mean, that'd be a collector's item because we're only pressing the four.
What about Ego? Is that likely to come out on vinyl at any point?
The thing is, the first one sold quite well.
Yeah.
But they were obviously different days, weren't they? Yeah. This one's kind of Maybe it's a slow burner.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but we'll see. You know, never say never. Maybe do a double album without the greatest hits of. Or the greatest misses of in this case.
You'll have your double album. Roman will have his double album.
There you go. Double album. Prog rockers, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Brilliant stuff.
I did look, before you go, I did look you up on, I thought, you know, be professional. Look, find out a bit about your guests.
Any fans?
Look him up. I did read your Wikipedia page, and you were born in 1936,
yeah.
And you're a retired hurler, manager, and Gaelic Games administrator. So,
I am. Yes.
So there you go. So, you're looking well on it.
I'm looking very well. Since I gave up the administrating the Gaelic Games, life's got a lot easier for me. So yeah.
It was a bind, wasn't it?
Well, you know,
it was. I know you enjoyed it.
Someone had to do it, didn't they?
Exactly,
someone had to be
exactly.
That
well earned retirement now.
Indeed, yes.
Your 90th year.
Indeed. But I text you not so long ago when I bumped into one of your heroes in the street.
What was that?
I bumped into Mr. Allman, didn't I, remember?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah. You did.
I was walking down Barrow High Street and walking towards what did I see? Mark Allman.
Wow.
So I thought, you know what, for Ian, I'll stop and have a chat. So I said, you know, little chat, we start talking. Like,
selfie.
You know, one of my friends is your biggest fan. I've written this song that would be really good for your voice. I said, Mark, not now, mate. I've been lining that one up for weeks, Ian.
Brilliant, fantastic. We'll draw a line there, yeah? We've got a cheer coming up. Andy Gallagher and band, huge salutes. Just give them a round.
Thank you very much.
Let's put them together for the band and the boys and for Captain Al for getting the
thanks for having
together
us.
And for Stephen.
That's fantastic.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
At the Arsenal.
Save that for the wedding night.
I've got a choice for you.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Whichever one you pick,
yes,
it's brilliant. And I'm gutted on whichever one you don't pick. I thought, because with the ego theme and all that, sort of mind games, I thought, oh, Elvis, Suspicious Minds.
Yeah.
The version you all know is great. When he played it live, he really speeded it up.
He did.
A lot faster live.
Yeah, in a hurry to get through it.
But there's also an early take, which is just like, pretty much just the vocals and very, very sort of basic stripped back version. Mm. They're both brilliant. Which one do you fancy?
I'm going to go for stripped back.
Stripped back. So that's Suspicious Minds take 4, I think it is. It's off of... God.
Have you ever heard the original, though? Mark James?
Yes.
It's not a million miles different, is
no,
it?
No, it's not. No.
He's pretty much stuck to the script, isn't he? Let's see the stripped down version, though.
Yeah. Have you got that one, Steve?
You've got take 6.
Take 6.
Take
that's
six.
The one. Yeah.
That's the old gent's outfit, isn't it?
Just
used to be in South and High Street.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds. Stops by to say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. Suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. Oh, let our love survive. Oh, dry the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. When honey, no, I have never lied to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lion said, I am king. From the beginning.
treat.
Look at that, wasn't it? What a terror. It's amazing to have it alive back in Podrophenia.
Yeah, fantastic.
I can't think of the last session we had, to be honest.
No.
Is that long? Well,
it's going to be a good year or so, isn't it? Because it would have been in the studio pre-COVID.
That'd have been 2 years.
Yeah.
That'd be at least 2 years since we had a live set.
I think Andy from VIX20 did a little bit of live for us, didn't he? But on the sort of via Zoom.
Yeah, that's true.
In the studio, yeah.
I can't even think. We'll have to backtrack on it. See it was. Oh, got myself caught up there. Well, huge salutes, and as I say, do recommend. Now you've heard the live, get involved with the album. Have a listen to the album.
It's a belter. Every track's a winner.
I'm gonna play. Literally. I'll probably play a track later on from the album one we didn't do live. Yeah. Just so you can just get a flavour of it as well.
I was going through the album just looking for one to play. And literally, you put the first, oh no, it's got to be that one. Then the second track comes, right. Oh no, it'd have to be that one. Yeah, the third track, oh no, I probably should be this one.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah,
it's
brilliant.
Incredible.
And Andy won't say it's wrong, but if you love the sort of New York sound of like the New York Dolls, the Heartbreakers, the
Stooges in there.
Stooges, the Pistols, Bowie.
Yeah, without
it's
a doubt.
It's a box ticker.
Yeah. I think probably more vocals, but I hear a bit of like Wedding Present in there.
Yeah, I can hear that
as well, yeah.
Yeah, with definitely a touch of that, yeah.
We've only got a bit of Mark Harmon influence in there, and he's got the whole of my record collection, I think.
So yeah, it's covering ticking all your boxes.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah, Andy J Gallagher Ego, do get involved and check it out. And what a bum to drop with a bit of exclusive on Roman, and we've already twisted his arm. He might come back and give us a preview on that.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What's your rustlings like in here going on there?
Well, I've got a few. Like, as we did Ego, I was sort of looking up. You know, musicians are well known for their egos. So I got a few quotes for you.
Yeah.
To Kanye West. Everyone loves him, don't they?
He's always good value.
He had a great quote in 2009. He said, "God chose me. He made a path for me. I am God's vessel. But my greatest pain in life is that I will never be able to see myself perform live." Beautiful. Lady Gaga, "Some people are just born stars. You either have it or you don't have it." Yep. And I definitely was born one. Noel Gallagher, "I was a superhero in the 90s. McCartney, Weller, Townsend, Richards, my first album is better than all of their first albums. Even they would admit that."
You might have a point there, actually. Anyway.
Yeah, but he's talking about... if he's talking about his first solo album...
Oh, right, yeah.
Then
yeah. Yeah,
like for like.
Yeah.
If you're talking about bands v bands...
Yeah, that's true.
Then maybe not.
Yeah, yeah.
But my favourite is... Oh, also, do you remember Bono when he called up the Pope live from stage? Do you remember that? What the hell?
Was that with the same sort of time when he popped out of a lemon on stage as well?
He is a lemon, isn't he?
They used to have a lemon floating around the audience. Pop up.
Zuropator, wasn't it? And he was calling up like Lady Di and people like live.
I know.
What's that about? But my favourite is Stalker. Liam Gallagher. I don't think Liam's quite got the idea of time, personally. He said, I'm in the top two human beings on the planet. And then when he was pushed for who the other one was, he said, I don't know, it could be Elvis. Who, of course, hasn't been on this planet for 45 years. And he also claimed to be the reincarnation of John Lennon, despite the fact being born 8 years before Lennon was killed.
Yes, he hasn't joined the dots, really, has he?
No, he hasn't quite grasped it.
No, he's undoing his answer there, really, in a way, isn't he? He's not really showing his workings out.
No. You can do it down the margins, can't you? You do the working out.
That's right, yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah, easily done. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think... And, of course, ego-wise, another one, Van Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
Shocking.
Absolutely. You had a little story about him, didn't you, is it?
It was the one... if anyone who hasn't listened to it, and I might have to put a disclaimer, scenes of mild peril... it was where he's like his band warmed up and ready, wasn't it, when he came into the studio for the live session for the rehearsals in the rehearsal room, and they used to be there at 10 o'clock. He would come in at 10, I think. They would get warmed up from 8:30 onwards, and got so fed up with him coming in at 10 o'clock, going to the toilet and having 30 minutes reading the newspaper, that I think one of them, got one out of his harmonica bag, got one of his harmonicas, didn't they, and did the exact phrase, a soaring motion in their anal crevice. And put it back in the bag. So and there you go, lucky dip. So you get on with that van. So
blues in A van, no in G. Definitely in G.
You see when his hat pops off, which one it is.
Brings a whole new meaning to brown eyed girl, doesn't it?
Exactly. Oh dear.
So that's lovely.
There we go. Love him. He always looks angry. Sir Van Morrison.
Hungry or angry?
Both.
Are we going to drop another couple of tunes?
So oh, yeah, of course.
I was going to play that the Samantha Waits tune that's on my playlist.
Oh, yeah.
This is, Matt Bolter, MG Bolter.
Yeah, of course.
Had him on the show a few times, and he's doing. I see he's just going out on tour again as well. So check those dates out. But he's putting a show on at the Chalkwall Hall Rooms. You know, the Chalkwall Hall.
Which one?
I think that's the metal one, isn't it?
Oh, it's the one at the end of the walkway.
Yeah, 4th of March. Mm. And it's Samantha Waits and Ida Wenno.
Right.
They're both solo artists in their own right. Mm. They met at a Chris Difford songwriting retreat, bizarrely, because one's from London and one's from Denmark.
Oh, right.
And they sort of kept in touch, and then they sort of met up at some folk bash in the Kansas, and then they toured together, and slowly they started playing together. One would rearrange the other one's songs and all that. So they're still very much solo artists, but they also do some stuff together as well. They haven't toured since 2020 because of the old COVID and that. So they're on a tour now, and Matt's managed to book them.
Oh, brilliant!
For the old Chortle Hall. So, 4th of March.
4th of March is a Friday.
The bit that, I've read the blurb and that, but the bit I loved was expect beautiful harmonies, multi-instrumental elements and special guests.
Oh.
Yeah, can't beat a special guest.
No, exactly.
As well.
Oh, well, looking forward to that.
So, it's £8. We got tickets.com if you fancy going that. But I thought I'd play one of the tunes from one of the... They've both got several albums out, but this is the Samantha Waits tune. I can't remember what it's called offhand, but I'll tell you when we come back.
Yeah. Anyone who knows what love is.
There you go.
There we go, that's the title.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
I know that.
Let's hear it.
What? say a thing. Cause you're the song without the sing. There's sunlight in your hair. You look so good just sitting there. May I sit and stare at you for a while?
And they're driving off. Yeah, or may I? That's not me asking a question. Let's name the track by Kevin Ayers. If you haven't got involved, check out that is.
Why should you jump in if you like that?
Joy of a Toy is a good album, but just check out his greatest hits. Really, it can be a little bit patchy and flaky in places. Shout in the Bucket Blues is a brilliant track. May I is a belter. Singing a Song in the Morning with Syd Barrett is a great tune. Or if you want to catch up on his last album, 2007, Unfair Ground, and that every track on that is just a belter.
Is that right?
Mm, yeah.
Wow. How old is he then?
Oh, he's dead now.
Oh, I thought you said his latest album.
Well, it was his last album in 2007. That was his latest.
Oh, I see.
So, but yeah, he's a bit of a character. But there's loads of this stuff. And I think the live versions of those tracks... brilliant. I think if you look on YouTube, you'll see him doing that in the Elgar Whistle Test, and I think it might be Mike Oldfield doing guitar on it.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it's one of those bits that, you know, they sort of, like we were saying earlier with Stephen saying Roy Harper, all these names that float around in that slightly underground 70s period, isn't it? You think, where do I put them? Where do they come in? They all sort of float around. You're never quite sure. Like I say, when you need Popopedia here to title together for you, isn't it? To get the Venn diagram of how it all crosses over exactly, and what fits where. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. A periodic table of all those bands. That'll be like a treat. So
we'll get him in to tell us.
We'll do that, yeah, with his lab coat on and everything. So, and before that, it was the...
That was Samantha... you caught me at it.
There we go. I've done it again, haven't I?
Yeah. That was Samantha Waits.
Oh, there we go.
That was beautiful, wasn't it?
That's going to be a great night, and that's Friday the 4th of March.
4th of March, yeah. Chortwell.
We've got some other gigs coming up as well. Al's got his Control Voltage night coming up. It's Angst Tea Room. I think that's the 24th of Feb, isn't it? I think it is. That's Thursday, the 24th of Feb at Angst Tea Room. I'm not sure who the acts are, but do check in on the Control Voltage Facebook page for dates, details, and who's on there.
You need to get there early for that one because it's actually quite a small space.
Is it a cosy room?
Yeah. It's a lovely, lovely gig.
Mm. They sell out, don't they? Ram out, they do, yeah.
I haven't been to the new ones. The railway ones, but not at the tea room.
Yeah. They always used to be on the same night as Padre, didn't they?
That's right.
We sort of popped in for the last.
That's right. I got the last knockings.
Last half hour.
Yeah. Exactly. And then we've got what was it? Tony Pontius, as mentioned by Andy earlier, who heads up Hot Work Records. He's doing his DJ night at Peggy Sue's, 26th of Feb. Socialism, that's called sort of electro techno housey, more sort of a Dan Newman-y type scene. And so we've got that going on. Sounder, 5th of March, that's coming up. Oh, yeah. So I've got the 4th anniversary of that.
4th.
Yeah, wow. I don't think anybody can call it the 4th because 2 years of lockdown. But I'm counting it as 4 years.
Yeah,
exactly. Started in 2018, so it's 4 years in my book. So I can't think of anything else, any gigs, any whatnots coming up. You saw Darren Jones and Dave Woodcock recently, didn't you? Or was it just Darren Jones?
I saw, a long run at the weekend. They absolutely knocked it out of the park.
Did they?
Fantastic. They're always great value, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Amazing repertory of covers as well.
I know, yeah. Mm. Yeah, amazing. They did Fame.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I've never seen anyone cover that before.
No, that's a good shout.
Really, really covered it well. Yeah, it
was that'll go down a treat, live.
I've never seen anyone doing it. I've certainly never seen them do it. But yeah, that's great.
And you could take that place as well with that riff going on as well.
Yeah, no, really, we're rammed out for them. But Woody was there.
Right.
Stable cop.
Spectating, rather.
He lost a shoe.
How did he do that?
I don't know. He gave his shoe to Darren Jones for some reason during the gig, and Darren was sort of talking into it like a phone, and then it just disappeared. He sent me a picture about 1:30 in the morning of one sort of barefoot.
And he wouldn't play. It's probably anything Darren Jones can't play. They've all got a shoe.
Bring back Roy Castle. He'd have got a tune out of that.
Exactly, yeah. If you do it with an armchair, do it with anything. Was it an armchair now? That will be worth paying to see someone playing an armchair. So, have you got a tune, Stephen? You want to?
I have.
Crack
in this? I've got a
little party.
You're going. No, I was saying, Stephen, did he want to get one in?
Oh yeah.
No, you're going. What have you got? What have you got?
Well, we've got a little exclusive from the Blow Up HQ.
Oh,
do you remember Usselman? A little while ago.
That's right. Great album.
That was a great album. Mm. Yeah. There's a sort of EP coming out of some tracks that weren't used on the album. I think some alternative takes and what have you, and then a track Quaker, which is the first time this is coming out. So I think we get possibly an exclusive on this. So Usselman and Quaker.
Oh, here we go. Let's get in.
We'll be right back.
Look at that. That's a sharp end, isn't it? A tight finish. Oh, there we go. They're fading back in. I think that's the old... that's Living Next to the Sea, isn't it? It's when the when the foggles go off.
Just blame the producer for those mistakes.
Testing us, keeping us on our toes, see if we can come back. That was fantastic. That was the I Am the Resurrection.
That was a kind of an early version of I Am the Resurrection. Mm. That was a sort of single edit because the remastered version of it, it kicks into a sort of a six-minute sort of, you know, dance indie breakdown.
Yeah. I prefer that. I prefer the Less Is More version there.
Hmm. Although, to be fair, down the railway, the old I Am the Resurrection full version was another one just to give yourself a little bit of time.
The comfort break tune.
Yes,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get to the barn. Exactly. Make a donation at the toilet and get a drink. Top yourself back up.
You could pop down to a cafe down the road, get yourself a bit of lunch, come back again.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
No issue.
That. Oh, that is brilliant. I really like that.
Yeah, nice.
Somewhere, is this like an expanded version, Super Deluxe Edition or something? Where would you find that?
Oh, that's a demo version. There's so many, there's so little Stone Roses, but so many versions of it out there. And that's from a basically like a... It's essentially a demos collection. So it's the first album, but the first sort of demo versions of them before they were remastered.
There's some great versions.
I like to call it Sex Pistols Syndrome. But 12 tracks,
yeah,
and about 20,000 albums,
yeah, exactly, yeah, and even like to the point of outtakes, where they're like different blending, different takes together to make it one thing. At least with Elvis, you got some material to draw, haven't you?
Yeah,
you know,
and just about every live show they ever did as a bootleg,
yeah,
same set list, everyone.
Yeah. Occasionally, you get like Silver Machine in there or something like that. Yeah. So,
the Usselman track, that comes from a four-track promo, but it's a four-track promo to promote the reissue of the album as a sort of extended, expanded edition. So, and that is one of the...
Oh, it's a great track. Yeah. I remember that album. I had some neighbours around one night and played it to them. They loved it as well.
Yeah, really good, yeah.
Really buzzy. Sort of, it doesn't date either.
Saw them a few... And again, probably another victim of COVID. They seemed to be doing a lot of gigs, weren't they?
Yeah.
Locally as well. And every time I saw them, it was better than the last time I saw them.
Yeah, that's right.
They were really getting in their groove.
Yeah, yeah.
And, hopefully I'll come back.
Oh.
There's a folk festival this year, isn't there?
Is there? We were talking about that. I don't know if there is. Is that happening?
Yeah, no, they've announced it, yeah.
Have they?
But I think it's all upstairs this year. Not in the old town.
It's not down there. So
both
it's
days in the park and in the
park
gardens.
In the library gardens.
And in shops along the Broadway.
Well, I never.
So it's going to be a bit different. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Because I know that, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's all news on me. I didn't know anything about that. It's come out of the blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But good that it's back.
Oh, it's great to be back. It's been... I missed the last two. Been different doings with the last
one. One of my favourite weekends of the year.
Always a goodie.
Anything else going on? What else?
We've had the live nights coming up, haven't we? We've got that all going on and sort of like we're giving the gig go. We've got shows coming up as well. Don't forget on the Ship Full of Bombs.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
We had last night was... Mark Lancaster with Box of Delights. That's going on.
Lovely.
Daryl Eastley with the Sunday morning thing last Sunday.
That's becoming a bit of a tradition now.
That is a real, definitely.
Sausage Sarni and Daryl Eastley.
Exactly, that's it. So we've got him going on. Al's Indie Night.
Of course.
Stephen, when was you at the Harbours on the go?
Oh, we had a Harbour Bazaar on Sunday, which we did a show called Human Menagerie.
Yeah.
That was based around the Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel album of the same title. I had Curly Dan coming in to do a bit on that. Zoe wasn't available. And he was talking about his DJ Chronicles book, which is the first of his, a triptych, I would say, of songs about DJs and things. And we had basically songs about... sort of people who were also animals, so basically animal themed kind of pieces.
What a great idea!
There you go.
Fantastic. Who else we got going on?
Tom
Hardy's doing a Sunday morning.
Tom Burgess.
There's a whole batch of shows to tune in and listen to. A Ship Full of Bombs. So get involved and get on the download
I think Stephen might have it.
Yeah, he's got the script there.
I was just saying, do you actually want me to tell you?
Rather than us just guessing.
No, we've run out of
steam. If you go to www.sfob.co.uk, you will be able to. Download and find all of the shows that are streaming that have kind of been passingly mentioned here, which is all rather marvellous. So what we have, obviously this evening we have Podrophenia here, and then on the next one coming up will be Sunday 13th, Fresh Ash with Tom Burgess, followed up in the afternoon with Sunday Rendezvous with Emmy Shura, which is a wonderful show. In the evening, full pack day, we've got Sonic Asylum with Danny London. Monday the 14th, Vapor Trails. Tuesday, Daryl Easy Spectacular. Wednesday, Sea Shanties with Dan Newman. Thursday's yes. Loud and Proud with Dan Newman. That rolls us round to Friday the 18th with the marvellous Digging with Cy Chiba.
There we go. That's it. That's the full spectrum of SFOB. Mm, plenty to choose from.
And if you want to chuck a few quid in the
tip jar, yeah, exactly.
Check out the old Patreon.
Always appreciate it.
There's links on the website.
There are www.patreon.com/SFOB if you want to stick in a pound.
There we go. He's done that before, hasn't he? You can tell. Brilliant work. We're getting near the hour.
We are.
Should we have a couple of tunes?
Yeah. I'm going to play Miles Kane.
Okay.
We're only just clicked into February, and I think I've got my album of the year.
Already?
Yeah.
Blimey.
So we'll see. But I'm trying to show. I'm only playing it because I can't stop playing the album at the moment.
It's got quite mixed reviews, though, Parley, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm loving it. It's quite glammy. It's quite. Yeah. It's a bit sort of northern soul-y.
There's a cracking interview with him on the Rock on Tours podcast as well, talking about the whole album that's I think came out last week, but what I heard was marvellous. But yeah, it's got slightly mixed reviews.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I got tickets to go and see him off the back of it, and it's at the Roundhouse in May.
Oh, good venue.
So give that a go. But I'm trying to shoehorn him into Ego, but I don't know, but he was in the last of the Shadow Puppets, wasn't he? So that's Alter Ego, maybe.
They were one of the best bands I ever saw live.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And again, totally playing characters on stage. Bloody marvellous.
Where was that at?
That would have been at, what's the one on the top of the hill? Ali Pali, yes indeed. And yeah, it was genuinely quite a marvellous thing, and he pretty much stole the show in.
Did he?
Only be scrubs a black leather catsuit. So mixed reviews the album may have, but not in my house. I think it's bloody marvellous.
There's another one for your alter egos, Bam. Dukes of the Stratosphere. Yeah. Think about In Character.
That's right.
Naz Nomad.
Yeah.
I think there's a goer in there. Some mileage in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tin Machine even.
We'll get a show out of this.
Yeah.
So
you do bless your heart. Really keep pushing back to the Tin Machine.
I love the Tin Machine. Steve, did you see Steve Carr, regular guest on Ship Full of Bombs? He'd been avoiding the Tin Machine album for ages because of all the reports.
Couldn't see
why it got such a kick in.
Funny enough, I played it like last week, the first album.
Yeah, it's a great album.
I haven't played it for a few years, but it sounded great. Yeah.
You're not a fan, Stephen?
To be honest, I don't think I've ever actually listened to the Tin Machine albums.
Never.
All the way through.
Mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews, love.
Exactly. Where's your homework for on the next show? This is that Tim.
You've always got to make your own mind up on these things, haven't you?
Okay, I accept that that mission. No problem.
Is Record Club still going?
Shit, yeah.
Oh, right. Here we go. Tim Machine hasn't cropped up there yet.
No, not yet. Though I think someone may throw that. Dave, you're very welcome.
Here we go. So go on.
So anyway, this is Nothing's Ever Going to Be Good Enough by Miles Kane. Quite a bit of a sort of northern soul vibe to it, I think.
I like the sound.
Give it a go. Here we go.
I never thought I could feel this way. So much attention and so very little to say. Sticky situations, relationship consultations, convoluted affectations as well. Yeah.
nearly 13 years doing this show, we still get caught out.
He doesn't hang about, does he?
No, 2.5 minutes, I think.
So I'm just going to go for a Tin Machine track for my next one.
Yeah.
As we haven't played it, we'll see if we can tease Stephen in with it. I'm going to add it to my... what do you think? Should you go for Prisoner of Love or Amazing?
Prisoner of Love's good. Tin Machine title track.
Tin Machine's really good. A good one too. I'm just going to save it for our Alter Egos one.
You could give them a little taster.
Let's have a taster now. Yeah, we'll have a bit of this. I mean, then we should. Well, we know we're coming up for the hour soon. We should do an Andy track before we go as well.
Oh God, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah.
Close out with that. I think I'm going to go for "Prisoner of Love" from the Tin Machine album.
Just stay square.
Sounded all right to me.
That sounds great. Steve is still a little bit...
he was loving it. He was dancing. Yeah. I saw him...
There's a bit of arm waving going
break on. Break dancing to it, bizarrely.
He was looking for the mosh pit. That's what it was. Go a bit of crowd surfing. I don't know if two of us can manage it, though. You need at least four to do a decent crowd surf.
I know we were chatting through it, but did you pick up on much of it? What did you think? What
was I think sometimes with that period of Bowie, you have to try a little bit too hard to like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? For me, right. In terms of it's... You bring a lot to the table yourself, more than I think he's bringing to the table. I didn't like it, chaps.
You need to listen again. We were too. I don't think you appreciate that. We were too busy jabbering away over the top.
What we should do, just have a show where we just play that one track for 2 hours and then you sort of get used
forcing
to it.
Forcing Stephen
to actually. Yeah, exactly. It could go either way. It could be aversion therapy. It'll come out fidgeting and twitching and never go near a Bowie album again. So I think you need to, I think, have a listen. See, without us nattering on over the background, distract you for the goodness of the track. So...
And you guys will definitely listen to the Flying Burrito Brothers, yeah?
After I'm a big fan of there's a dance act, the Flying Mojito Brothers. Have you heard of those?
No, I haven't, but they sound marvellous.
The Flying Mojito Brothers. They do country tracks from not the sort of like Garth Brooksy type stuff, old country tracks, outlaw country tracks, and they remix them into funky stuff. The Flying Mojito Brothers, they do some brilliant remixes. I'll budge you a link. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I like it. Every time we do a show, our little WhatsApp group is just like loads of links.
Oh, it lights up, pinging around afterwards. Yeah, definitely. The Flying Mojito Brothers, yeah. Yeah, Love Rustler by Travis Wammack. They do a brilliant version of that. So,
On that thing with the WhatsApp stuff and other things locally, did I see that Dave Woodcock was supporting Luke Haynes and Peter Buck?
That's right, yeah.
Wow, what a gig.
Yeah, is it the... What's the it's Manchester way, isn't it?
Something is it like up there?
What's the guy? I think it's the guy who used to be in My Life Story.
Not Jake?
Tramshit? No, I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, but he's doing a gig up north somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, great. He's not... I don't think he's got... I think it's just that one. I don't think he's on the whole tour.
Peter Buck and Luke Haynes, though. That's a hell of a bill. Exactly.
You can't knock that, can you? Good for him.
Yeah.
Good exposure. Yeah. Is it... yeah. We'll keep an eye out for it. Check the dates on the socials to see what he's
doing. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of tracks. I'm going to go for an Andy track. This is the opener track.
An angry track, you see.
Well, if it's Andy Gallagher, it's going to be, isn't it? this is the opening track from... We've had the live. Let's see what it's like on the album.
Yeah.
And this is Andy Gallagher. It's the opening track. I Don't Want to Be Like You, isn't it?
Nice.
From Ego. Getting the fidgets again.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Wallop, get hold of that. Isn't it?
And it's like that, isn't it? It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is. It's like that all the way through. It just doesn't let up, does it? That is fantastic. So you had the nice little pleasant lounge version earlier on, or the folk festival version earlier on. But that is like it going like twin fist to the full tilt there, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, that's what you expect, sort of like 40 minutes worth of that. Fantastic yeah, stuff.
Fantastic.
Don't play while you're driving, because you're going to put your brake, getting points on your license. So just don't. But it is a fantastic piece of work, yeah. All over that.
Good work. I was trying to find that date for the Luke Haynes show.
Yeah.
And failing.
We can bang it on the show notes, as they say.
Yeah,
do that.
Exactly.
Let's do that. Yeah. So we're at the point now, then, aren't we?
We are. We're at it, yeah.
Yeah, we're there. We've got one last track to play out. So we've got to tip the caps and say huge salutes to Andy, the band, for coming in.
Yeah.
Great to have the live stuff back on. Huge salutes to Al for doing the sound and, making it sound so good and the safe fans. And to Stephen as well.
Mm.
You know, for what a pair, you know.
And to Hobbs for doing us jingles
exactly.
With less than an hour to
exactly,
spare.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So huge salutes to all around there for everyone making it work for us. Fantastic stuff. So we'll be back in 4 weeks' time.
Yeah, don't know the theme yet, do we?
Could
a 10 machine special, I believe.
Oh, yeah, but that's right, yeah. All the extended mixes, the demos.
Live sessions.
I think we'll get a sick note for that one.
4-hour special.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I'm actually watching television that night.
Mandalorian. So, yeah, exactly.
Right, so...
We're done, that's it, isn't it? We're going to play out with, who is it?
Thanks for listening.
Oh,
we're going to play out with...
Downloading.
With the Amps bragging party.
Yes.
And we'll see you
in 4 weeks' time. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Just be
flipping heck. It's only Piley and Mondo's Podrophenia.